This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India has remained eternal for thousands of years because of its eternal ideas, philosophy and wisdom. Inaugurating the centenary celebrations of Acharya Vidyanand Ji Maharaj in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said India is the world's most ancient living civilization and the source of this timeless philosophy lies in the sages, seers, saints and acharyas of the country. He added that Acharya Vidyanand Muni is a modern beacon of this ancient Indian tradition. He also said Acharya Sri Vidyanand Ji did not limit his life to mere spiritual practice but made it a powerful medium for the reconstruction of society and culture. Mr. Modi said the nation must move forward by embracing both development and heritage. He said, with this resolve at the core, government are also developing countries, cultural sites and pilgrimage places.
हम भारत की प्राचीन पांडुलिपियों को डिजिटाइज करने का अभियान भी चला रहे हैं। इसमें बहुत बड़ी मात्रा में जैन धर्म ग्रंथों और आचार्यों से जुड़ी पांडुलिपियां शामिल हैं। अब हम हायर एजुकेशन में भी मातृभाषा को बढ़ावा देते हैं और इसलिए मैंने लाल किले से कहा है हमें देश को गुलामी की मानसिकता से मुक्ति दिलानी है हमें विकास और विरासत को एक साथ लेकर आगे बढ़ना है.
Union Home and Corporation Minister Amit Shah today virtually inaugurated and laid foundation stone of various projects at Sri Gobind Guru Vishwa Vidyalaya located in Godhra, Panchmahal district in Gujarat. He inaugurated the newly constructed Center of Excellence building, the Miyawaki method of planting, the reservoir, the sports complex. The minister will also inaugurate the newly constructed cooperative complex by the Ada Roda Mandali Sahakari Limited under the model co-op village at Ada Roda village of Ahmedabad. Apart from this, he will inaugurate a primary school in Jual village of Sanand in Pagdi. The Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Mariano Grossi, has said that radiation levels in the Gulf region remains normal following the 12-day conflict between Israel and Iran that severely damaged several nuclear facilities in Iran. Mr. Grossi cited regional data report regularly to the IAEA through the International Radiation Monitoring System and said this 48-nation network would have detected an important radioactive release from any damaged nuclear power reactor. In West Bengal, police today arrested a security guard in the alleged gang rape case at a law college in Kolkata. It will also be produced before the court today. Earlier, Kolkata police arrested three persons, including two current students and a former student. It is reported the accused are related to the ruling Trinamool Congress in West Bengal. The three accused have been remanded to police custody till Tuesday. Arunachal Pradesh Department of Industries organized a high-impact investment and entrepreneurship workshop in Itanagar today. It focused on the Uttar Purv Transformative Industrialization Scheme 2024, including flagship components like Unnati and other industrial investment initiatives. Speaking on the occasion, Chief Secretary Manish Gupta emphasized the state's shifting role from a consumer to a producer economy. He said a 900 crore rupees in central funding has been allocated to boost industrial growth and support entrepreneurship in the state. State's Minister for Industry, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Nyato Dukum, urged stakeholders to actively utilize the available schemes. He said a 1,000 crore fund is a massive opportunity. He invited all aspiring entrepreneurs to come forward and make the best use of it. The workshop served as a platform to disseminate details of central and state schemes, facilitate networking among stakeholders, and encourage youth participation. Arunachal Pradesh Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, accompanied by First Lady of the State Srimati Anaga Parnayak, visited Oju Mission School Papunala, Nahalagan today. In their maiden visit to the school, which is run by the Oju Welfare Association, they toured the newly constructed academic block, inspected the smart classroom facilities, viewed students' projects, and appreciated the photo gallery chronicling OWA's impactful journey in the social service education. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.